Blog Talk Radio.
We are ministers Randy and Margaret Bott, founders of Rain and Light Ministries, bringing the healing waters from the healing oasis of Las Vegas to you live from Blog Talk Radio. We are happy you have joined us today. We welcome you, our listeners, from all over the world. Open your Bibles with us and expect to receive healing waters from the Lord today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Randy, go ahead and do an opening prayer.
Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be on the radio once again, Lord. Father, we ask that you open the ears of our listeners, Father, so that they can hear exactly what your word is saying to them tonight. I ask, Father, that you open their hearts, that they receive the fresh anointing that you have put out this night, Lord. We thank you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We're going to pray, speaking to the Lord still. Lord, we no longer have made your word number one priority of our eyes, the first hour of our rising, and we no longer humble before you in the garden of our heart where you wait so patiently for us day after day. The world has stolen our attention, our emotions, our strength, and our labor. We see how the enemy has filled this vacuum. We have not put our armor on each day nor equipped ourselves with our holy sword that shimmers mightily through the anointing of your spirit. We have not clenched our swords against our enemies. We have instead been too quiet and just murmuring in the shadows as our enemies rises. Where are, the Davids, the mighty champions of war? God has arisen for this day and age in which we live, for a time such as this. Where are the Joshuas to lead God's people to run to the enemy and to run into the prey with their weapons drawn, shouting the name of our general in chief, Jesus? Unto Jesus we run. We will tread the enemy under our feet and have our armor on, our shields up, and our swords raised, anointed with the power of the light of his Holy Spirit, where our weapon never misses but sets to accomplish its hits in all the directions we send it. We call ourselves Christians, but we've been unfaithful towards you. We have taken your lordship from you and placed it into our own hands, and now sin abounds and fear creeps in. We resisted your power for our own. We're losing our way. We've place trust in everything but you. We have walked away from your covering, wherein lies our peace. Oh God. Okay, warriors of God, stop cowering in the face of warfare. Meet God at the mountain. Humble yourself. Prostrate yourself before the true commander in chief. God, you need to give yourselves fully unto him. He'll forgive you of your sins, wash you clean as snow, strengthen you as he wipes away and saves your tears, your family, your land, your country, which is also his. And he'll protect you and all you hold dear. Go to your Bible and look at Ezekiel 34, verses 12 to 14 and 16. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day, he is among his scattered sheep. so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. That's God talking. That's God talking to us in Ezekiel. That's where we're at right now. We've been scattered in the clouds and dark days. But yet he wants to meet us in the mountains. Set your eyes upon him. Look up and run to the mountaintops and see God waiting, ready to restore, and then set you free to run into the fray. Knowing in God's holy armor, you fight alongside holy angels, stronger and mightier than we. The cloudy and dark day has come so many times, has scattered us all. God is calling us to the high places. Meet with him. He is waiting and ready for you to change your life. Randy, read Psalms 121:1.
Psalms 121:1. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. He shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even furthermore.
Amen. Yes. So much is changing in this day. God is calling us out from the old ways and moving his spirit to a new anointing for the age in which we live. You will find many of the church are fed directly by God's spirit on the mountaintops and in the valleys. There he heals us of our wounds and strengthens us. He wants fresh hunger from you, for him, fresh hunger for his voice through his word and the knowing of his voice in your spirit. He is preparing us for battle. He then sends us out. Enemy won't stop till you are gone. We won't stop fighting till we are lifted off this earth. Now, Randy, read Isaiah 2:2-3.
Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. Far out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Zechariah 10:3-7. For the Lord of hosts will visit his flock, the house of Judah, and will make them as his royal horse in the battle. From him comes the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler together. They shall be like mighty men who tread down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle. They shall fight because the Lord is with them. Those of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as if with wine. Yes, their children shall see it and be glad. Their heart shall rejoice in the Lord.
We are already his champions. Just believe again, church. Believe again. He has never left our side. He has been there all along, waiting for you to humble yourself, repent of your sins so he can restore you. Let him take you to the mountaintops, away from the usual places, and let him feed you, restore you, and prepare you himself. King David, while hiding in the caves of Adullam, had men drawn to him there who were in debt, distressed, discontented, and they gathered to him, and he became their captain. They were the mighty men, just like us. We, just like them, are discontented, in debt, distressed, and we run to the wilderness, the mountaintops. And there we find Jesus ready to receive our repentance, wash us, restore us, teach us, prepare us for for war. Then together we fight and win. Here are words of King David himself, a warrior of God, in Psalms 18 and in 2 Samuel 22. Listen to the words of David as Randy reads. These are words that we can speak, that we should speak.
I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You enlarged my path under me so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with the strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from the hideout. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man.
Hallelujah. Delivered him from the violent man. We are like David. These are our words. These are what we confess. It is time to boldly go as holy lions of God. It's time to roar. It's time to lift our shimmering swords and strike. Time to clash, knowing we fight for God Almighty, Jesus our Commander-in-Chief. And no, God never loses. He is always the triumphant one. He spoke to me a few days ago, which I'm going to give that word in just a few minutes. But from what I can see, from what God is saying, it's time. The time is now to get serious. The time is now to move forward. The old ways aren't going to work anymore. It's time to let go of the old wineskins, and it's time now for the new wineskins because the Holy Spirit is moving, and he's moving freshly. Randy, read Zechariah 8, verses 1 through 3.
Again, the word of the Lord of hosts came, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Zion with great zeal. With great fervor I am zealous for her. I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain.
Our God is zealous, so zealous for each of us. Can you feel his passion? Please go up to the mountaintop. He's waiting. He's still waiting for you. He will change you, feed you from his word himself. You come prepared to never be the same. You will fall in love with your Bible again. It will be like a brand new book to you, for his Spirit has freshly anointed you and his word. You shall be a mighty champion for God, fearless and bold. Prayer book. May prayer be life to you, and may you fall in love with your Heavenly Father, your precious Jesus and his Spirit, with the zeal of God. In Joel 3:16 and Hosea 11:10, it reads, the Lord also will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and the earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Then shall walk after the Lord, and he will roar like a lion. When he roars, then his sons will come trembling from the west. God himself dresses with battle armor. He is full of zeal for you, his people. He roars. He shouts. And we must go with him. Read, Randy, Psalms 119:50 and 119:57-60.
This is my comfort and my affliction, for your word has given me life. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments.
It is his word that we respond to. We obey. We meditate. We live out our lives. If we do not go to the word of God for ourselves and draw near to God himself in relationship, then we are not living as God commanded. If you go to a traditional church any Sunday and let the preacher tell what the word says and means without searching daily for yourself, then you are not living as God commanded. Those who do not seek God and his word hungrily will be easily deceived and live the life God did not command. Enemy can get into your life and cause havoc. He knows you do not know what God says from his word concerning kingdom living victoriously on this earth. Each person must walk out his own salvation with fear and trembling himself. Never put your life and your family's life in the hands of another. You seek out God. You seek his word for yourself. God is ready and waiting patiently for you to surrender yourself and your family to him. Same with your land and country. God already has the answers you seek. Rise up now, you sleeping giant warriors of God. This is not the time to be caught sleeping. God wants to wash you of your sins from a true repentant heart and heal you of your wounds and teach you for war. For the enemy of your life and your family shows no mercy, and he will not stop till you are gone. It is time to learn from the Spirit of God how to love God, love his word, love his family, and fight the good fight of the faith. The time is now, and God is ready now. Now hear God speaking in these scriptures. Joel 3, 9 and 10. Psalms 24, 8. Isaiah 59, 17. I'm giving you the references. You can listen to this in archive, and you can look up these scriptures yourselves, because you need to look up the scriptures yourselves. But Randy, go ahead and read these.
Joel 3, 9, and 10. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare for war. Wake up the mighty men. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Psalms 24, 8. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Isaiah 59, 17. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Isaiah 42:13. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. Psalms 124:6-8. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Amen. Your word, our glorious sword, we lift boldly again, Lord. And we will again rise up freshly armed each morning with our hearts armed, our eyes armed, our bodies armed, and our minds armed. It is our relationship with you, dear Holy One, will once again be the priority of our lives. We are no longer weak but strong as we allow you to arise within each of us. Restore each life of your children, dear Lord. Raise us up to the fullness you always wanted for us. We are here assembled before you, repentant. Wipe our tears and save them in your precious bottles in heaven. Fill us with your spirit of power and light. Restore and heal us of all of our wounds, memories, and pain. May we be a people peculiar in your eyes, proud to call ourselves your people all over your earth. Jesus is the name upon our lips. Jesus is the name of power, power above all powers in this universe. All shall bow to this holy name, the precious King of Kings, Lord of Lords, King Lord Jesus. It is your name we live eternal. May your name be shouted from the rooftops. Let your name be spoken boldly in the streets and marketplaces. May we never be ashamed of whose we are. We shall declare Jesus boldly. Again I say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. As we run boldly into the fray, clashing our swords, overtaking the enemy. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Upon our lips as we tread the enemy under our feet, taking back the land. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We shout as more land is taken. Man, can you see it, dear warriors of God? The enemy is overtaken. His enemies don't fire. Bombs don't go off. All that is hidden for sudden fear and its attacks are exposed in advance. Remember not to go back to the way things were and even to the traditions of the past. The Holy Spirit is moving in a new way now. Old ways don't work now. We must stay before the presence of God to live our lives now. It will be life and death to you. We must hear God for ourselves from an intimate relationship with Him and His Word. Fear not the enemy. He is a defeated foe. You are a mighty champion of God. You fight alongside your commander-in-chief and holy warring angels. We already know the end from the beginning. God has made it known. Psalms 37:12-15. Read that, Randy.
Psalm 35:26. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion, who rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor, who exalt themselves against me. Psalms 37:12-15. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their swords shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken.
God is bringing revival. He is bringing His glory and His shout. He brings victory. Get ready, church. The best is yet to come. And now for the prophetic word that the Lord gave me. Rejoice, my people, rejoice. My presence is still here in your midst. Lift up your eyes and see my light, my love, my mighty angels are still here with you. Time to join me and to one another. Come before me and allow me to restore your integrity as my people. Time to allow me to heal you of your wounds and wash you of your sins, which even they are as scarlet, you will be washed as white as snow. It is time to see through my light and my truth. Allow yourselves to be filled with holy hunger for me and my word in a new freshness. May a new anointing of freshness and resurrection life fill you. May you never be the same again. What is done is done. Past is past. What is old wineskin must be laid down. It is time for new wineskins, fresh anointing, new life. My word is alive. My word is a fresh living sword. I will give you fresh with new hunger for me. For my son, for my spirit, and my word, so you will grow closer to me. I speak peace to my people, shalom. My Jerusalem, come back to me. I am zealous for you. I fight for you. My sword is drawn. I go forth with a shout. And together we win the fight. We fight as one, you and I. My spirit strengthens your weakness and fills you with my zeal. See as I see victory. It has always been. It isn't seeing me you see victory. Look not at the power of the enemy. It is nothing compared to the power that operates from within you and surrounds you and goes forth from you. For my spirit is mightiest in power and all the power of creation. Together we run into the fray, my mighty champion warriors. You were born for a time such as this. My son's blood washes the scarlet sins away from you. My spirit saves your tears, springing forth through your repentant hearts. I have been waiting for you to come to me. I am more than ready to prepare you for war. Now, Let go of all the weights that held you back from giving yourselves fully to me. Exchange those weights for my light, my power, and your destiny in me. And it's time to live and truly live again, forsaking the present life for the greater life I've called you to live. It is time for war. It is time to fight. I, your commander-in-chief, calls you forward. Your armor on, your weapon in hand, your magnificent steed waits for your mount, and fall in your ranks. See the banners of the cross. See the banners wave. See the angels surrounding us, armed as well, wearing their fine armor. Together we ride. It's time to go forth and remove the giant from the land and overtake the promised land. It is time to occupy diamonds now. Dear precious ones, my spirit heals all your hurts. Do not be afraid. It is time for boldness. You are my royal lions. I am the king lion. Let's roar together and watch the enemy scatter before us, shaking in their boots, terrified at the sight of us. The enemy knows he is defeated already. Let's go remind him. It's time to replace him back under our feet where he is tread upon. All his plans are as nothing before the presence of the King of Kings, and your enemy knows it. Set the captives free, my holy one. You shall overrun the enemy's camp and release his prisoners. Time is now, a time such as this you were born. Rise up under your destiny. See through my eyes. All is well with your souls. All is well with your bodies. Therefore, release the weights of this world off yourselves and rise up. Drop the chains from around your necks, dear Jerusalem, and be free. Praise me. Shout my name. My spirit shall rise up upon you, and you shall be filled with my glory. Now is the time to shake weakness off. Now is the time to sing, to worship, to praise, to shout, and to dance with me. We are going out to battle with a song in our heart and praise to the name of Jesus upon our lips. Our response to this wonderful word from God. Here goes, guys. Praise you, Jesus. We shall obey the Father's call to repent, to fall at your feet, to cry and release the weights of this world to you. We shall receive your forgiveness, washing by the blood of Jesus, fresh new anointing of strength, healing, restoration unto our destiny as the mighty warriors of God through your spirit, dear God. We shall fight boldly. We shall rise each morning with your praise upon our lips, a song of praise in our hearts, hunger for your word, and we shall live all day in your presence and sleep with your name upon our lips. Each day we await your orders to allow you to teach us to war, and together we fight. We shall overtake the promised land you prepared for us beforehand and remove the enemy and set the captives free. We shall answer the call. We shall be a people you shall be pleased to call your own. We shall shout your name from the rooftops, in the streets, and in the marketplaces. Boldly as lions, we shall declare your name. We shall proudly carry your banners of glory and your banners of righteousness.
Amen.
Love you, Lord, and thank you for the new anointings, for the times of now in which we are. Old has passed away. We shall walk and move and live under your new anointings for times such as this. We are ready to receive from you and your spirit now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanks,
praise
Lord.
Praise God.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The song is called Stop.
of Zion will go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem in these last days.